Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Yevamos 43b, pagination 86, towards the bottom of the page, four lines up, Masnisen Einu Mishnah. Arba Achin, four brothers, Nesuin Arba Noshim, and they're married to four separate women. Umesu. And these four brothers die, but there are other brothers as part of the family. Imratza hagadol shabohem, if one of the remaining brothers wants, liyabe miskulam, to marry all of these four women coming from different brothers as an act of yibum, harishus biyado, he's allowed to. We won't intervene. We won't stop him. We're not going to intercede and say, listen, let's be equitable. And if there are other brothers, why don't you share the mitzvah or anything like that? The mitzvah does go to the gadol, to the eldest. And if he wants it, it is possible for him to proceed and we won't stop him. Let's take a look at the next amud. Four lines down, Harishus Biyado, he has that right to marry all four. And the Gemara asks, Vishafki Lei, really? We allow him to do such a thing? Vihatanya, didn't we learn, Vikarilo Zikne Iro, that the elders of the city will come and discuss this with him? Vidibre love, and they'll have a conversation. Malamed shemasien lo etza hogenes lo, that we give him good advice. For example, shemhaya hu yeled vihizikena, if the prospective yavam is young, and the woman coming out of the marriage with his brother is an older woman, or the reverse, hu zakin vihiyalda, he's elder. And she's young. Omrimlo, we say to him, Malucha Itzel Yalda, why would you want to marry a girl, a woman, that's such a different age than you? Malucha Itzel Zakena, why would you want to go to someone so much older? Kaluch Itzel Shekemoscha, you really should choose a wife that's similar to you. Valtasim Kitata Bevesecha, don't create fights in your house. It's a different age bracket, it's not comfortable. It's not a good idea. So we see from the Brisa that we definitely do intercede. Lotzricha, the case must be talking to Efsherle, that he's a wealthy person and he's able to do it. And therefore giving him good advice is not going to compel us to intercede, because good advice, he's wealthy, he's able to do it. Why are you stopping him from marrying four wives? Now, we, in our time, trained as we are, based on Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, that a man only has one wife, so we can tell you why he shouldn't take four wives, but in the time of the Gemara, they were allowed to have more than one wife. That wasn't a reason for us to intercede. The reason would be, if he doesn't have the wherewithal to marry them all, but if he does, if he's wealthy, that was the case that the Mishnah was presenting, that he was capable of marrying them all as far as wealth goes, and therefore up to four, we didn't intercede, and if he wanted to marry them all, harishus biyado, he was allowed to. Asks the Gemara, ihochi afilu tuvanami, if it's an issue of being wealthy, why didn't the Mishnah present a case of even more wives? Why limit it to four? Obviously, you chose that case because you're trying to teach me something. Eitza tova kamash malon, indeed, it's giving advice. Dalid in tefelo. Even to the point that we don't intercede, but there's a limit to how many wives we would be comfortable, willing to tolerate that he's taking. Four and not more. Why? What was the moment that we finally interceded? We finally messed our noses into his business and say, you can't do that. It's not recommended. Ki hechi dinimtaya ona b'chodesh. We want that each wife should be able to get at least one time of intimacy with her husband every month, at least once. If you're going to go lower than that, so that's already a moment. There's a lot that we don't intercede, unless a person's in true violation. But at this point, we would already intercede, and therefore the presentation was made only making four wives available to him, so that the calculation would be that each one would get at least one time a month. Now, there are a few things that need to be explored here. Number one, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that normally, once a month is much less than a woman is entitled to as far as being paid attention to in an intimate fashion, and it's much more frequent than once a month. And it's only in this case, because of this tragedy and this unfortunate situation, and that it's an act of God. Hashem decided, min hashamayim hiknu, the heaven caused this woman to be placed into a marriage with the Yavam as an extension of her original marriage. And only in this case are we hesitant to intervene. And it could be that she's not getting the ideal benefit and structure of the typical marriage. Why, though, do we draw the line at 30 days? And how does that number come about? So Rashi tells us that there are cases where a husband only has to acknowledge intimately his wife once a week. There's a concept, for example, that's brought in halacha that's applicable under certain circumstances of Friday night ona. Once a week, there's such a concept. So according to that minimal standard of once a week, four women entering into his home will afford each one a rate, so to speak, of once a week. Again, the question though, why do we cut it off at once a month? That already is not tolerable. So the Tosfos Yom Tov approaches it with different source material to say that once in 30 days is indeed the cutoff. He poses in brackets an interesting suggestion, which Tosfos Yom Tov himself says he disagrees with, but I think it's something intriguing, so I'll mention it. He writes in brackets that someone suggested that it's because stam noshim tovlos echad lelamid yom, that typically the cycle of a woman is a 30-day type cycle, and therefore the concept here is that mikvah night, or at least once in her cycle, she should be able to be given that attention, and that lower than that, Chazal said, Yavam, Yavama, tragedies, act of God, all you want, but less than 30-day acknowledgement, the Mishnah says, at that point already, we will step in, if not legally, but certainly with influence, to ensure that a woman does not get pushed into that extreme of a relationship. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.